Blog Talk Radio. It's Taj Longino. Taj Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Taj. It's all hosted by Taj Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that?
Longino. Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home, and I love
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio
with Tom.
Talk with Todd,
the voice of the Midwest. Every day, that's my word.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Talk with Todd Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more information on the Talk with Todd Show, log on today at www.talkwithtodd.com. You can catch all the news, events, recent shows, Facebook and Twitter links right there at talkwithtodd.com. Right now, my guest today, he's been on the Talk with Todd Show before. And, you know, when he was on the first time, I mean, he was killing the game then. He's getting ready to step that up even more in 2011. But let's give a good Talk with Todd welcome to my homie and the next big thing in hip-hop, A&R.
What up, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Well, everything's good around here, man. I know we kind of got messed up yesterday. I accidentally sent the wrong number.
It's all
what happened with that.
It's all good. How you been?
Man, I've been all right, man. I haven't seen it much on Facebook. He said he's getting ready to come back out hard. I said, okay, I know what he's doing. He's sitting low for a minute. Getting ready to hit everybody hard. So what's been up since the last time we talked on Talk with Todd?
Man, a lot. You know, at the time when me and you first talked, you know, I was silently making a transition. Well, I won't say a transition. I was just building another train alongside the train that I already had going, you know, with the acting stuff. And since then, you know, I was silently, you know, taking classes and building that up, and then I fully jumped into it in 2010, you know, got in a few movies, a few TV shows. Since then, you know, it's even increased the visibility with the music and, you know, building businesses, got club nights, you know, everything.
One of the shows that you were on was called Burn Notice. And actually, that season 4 premiered, and it actually hit 6.62 million viewers.
Yeah, that was some good numbers.
Yeah, anything with million is good, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about that experience. As you know, what has that done for you, and actually, what did you learn in that time period of time you was on the show?
It was a great experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, being, because before that, you know, most of the stuff I was doing was commercial work. So going from commercials, you know, did one commercial and then go straight to a TV show. You know, I just seen the differences and the transitions and the more detail and the more structure of it. And you know, even though I'm soaked into my character and my part that I have to play in it, observing the whole landscape of it. So I'm watching how the assistant directors are, how the directors are, you know, their detail on the locations and things like that. So soaking all that in, you know, it stepped my game up to what I know what I'm capable of doing, and also from an inspiration standpoint and just the the level of possibilities that are out there, you know, I always live by the, you know, the term nothing is impossible, but more and more, like, God's just showing me, like, it goes further than the imagination, you know, because once you think you accomplish one thing and you at that top, you know, it just goes even further. So with that, I always say it only gets better, you know.
What inspired you to get into the acting? You know, you already had your foot planted into the hip hop. You was, you know, doing things that most indie artists will never do. You know, performing in front of 50,000 people and billboards. A lot of artists will never even see those type of, you know, experience those type of things. So what inspired you to make the transition and add not only, you know, having hip hop under your belt, but adding another key component, and that's acting?
Well, like, I started, a lot of people don't know, in high school I was a part of a thing called Central Touring Theater. We had our own kind of theater department in high school, but it wasn't your average theater department. You know, there was no Shakespeare going on or none of that. It was straight hood kids that got exposed to something different, and we used to create our own plays from improv sessions. And we'll create a whole, like, hour-long play and tour them all across the Twin Cities, like, and even the suburban schools and all that. So starting off with that, that really got me into it. And then, you know, after high school, though, I didn't really mess with it. But slowly, the memories and those feelings, like, really started to boil back inside of me. And I just look, you know, I'm always thinking ahead, and I'm always thinking longevity, you know what I'm saying? So I look at acting as something. I look at acting, and then I look at myself being Morgan Freeman, you know what I'm saying? Like 73, still doing my thing and things like that. So I looked at myself, what, I'm in my 20s now. So when I really jumped into it, I'm looking like, yeah, I'm young, but I can be building this right now, and I can be living off this for the next 30 years, you know what I'm saying? 30, 40 years. So I took that and really started developing my craft, took acting classes, you know, and it's just something more to even the creative little dude inside of me, you know what I'm saying? It's even more to feed him, because, like, I don't even like to look at the term hip-hop artist/actor. I just call myself an artist, you know what I'm saying, because I'm expressing my way creatively, whether it's in front of a camera, memorizing a script, or it's me writing a song. You know, it's all creative, it's all living in the moment, it's all developing a craft. And just like a song is, you know, the acting is communication, so it's just another form to bring out, you know, the artist in me.
Now, that's one thing I wanted to touch on. You know, when you're writing your song, that's your emotion pouring into the lyrics, into the hook, into the intro and the outro and the ad-lib. Now, when you have to remember a script, that's a different type of emotion, because you got to take the emotion that's on paper that you did write and bring that out. How challenging has that been, or how easy has it been to be able to translate that?
See, it's a great thing, because I'm like, the music is my heart, and everything that I learned in music, it really translates over to the acting. You know, my great gift, I have a great gift of memorization, and I read these scripts over one or two times, and then I'm automatically memorizing them. And then the easy part is the emotion part. You know, I'm a great observer of life, so that's all I'm taking is experience that I know somebody else went through, or something that I've heard of before, or something that I went through in my own, you know, life. And I'm just taking that and just bringing that emotion out, you know, naturally. It's become easy for me, you know, just like the music. You know, it's really taking real emotion and real things and bringing it out, and it's all communication. You know, it's really not even acting, because once I've soaked myself into that script and that in that state of mind, I become that. You know, I am that for that moment. It's really not acting at all. Like, I am that. So whatever the case may be, you know, I am that for that moment. So it's become a really another form of my art, you know.
All right, A&R right here on the Talk with Todd show on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back with more A&R. Right there, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Todd show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd's Live. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim. Bitch raking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Todd show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the Blessed. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Todd show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more recent interviews, events, and news, log on today at talkwithtodge.com. Oh, and I have a news break for everybody. TalkWithTodge.com shirts are available now. They cheap. They $5. All right, so if you want yours, log on today, shoot me an email, and they'll definitely get that worked out for you. TalkWithTodge.com.
Yeah, I need one of those.
We got you. We got you. And if you didn't notice that voice in the very first drop, when I went to commercial, that was A&R. He recorded that a while back, and I still use it. Still a hot drop. I appreciate your support.
Yeah. No problem.
When we was talking before we went to break about the transition, or not the transition, but how to translate your script and into that emotion that, you know, necessarily that you have to create from being able, you know, just a difference when you're writing. And, you know, we went through that. And so technically, I mean, it's been pretty much a smooth ride for you. You have another show going to come out called Guilty as Charged. Talk a little bit about that and let us know what's going on with that.
Actually, that came out already in its last season. The two episodes I did, they came out this past little, I think it was like a 4.5 season or something like that. And, you know, they were small roles. I mean, the second episode I did, it was small, you know, great location though. We shot it in Miami. In this incredible, like, hotel. I can't even remember what it was called, but I remember we were on this little balcony area that had three swimming pools and outside bar and a lot of good looking women.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's Miami. You know, one of them. I said, that's Miami. I'm already, no, I haven't even been to Miami yet. Actually, I'm going in March. I'm going to find out for myself.
I'll be there in March too.
I'm going to have to call you then. One of my friends just recently came back from Miami, and he's married. And he looked at me the other day and said, man, it is just too many damn women in Miami.
Yeah, he tortured himself.
Yeah. All the way. But see, I'm single. I'm actually going down there to be in a music video. And so I'm going down there to hang out with the homie, the Edge. And, you know, so definitely I'll hit you up, let you know what's going on with that.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, oh, by the way, if anybody wants to follow A&R, check him out on Twitter at A&R Music. A&R Music. All right, on Twitter. And follow everything that he's. No, that's crazy. I don't even think I'm on your Twitter.
What?
I'm looking at this. I'm like, am I even on his Twitter?
we got to change that.
Yeah. I'm doing it as we speak. Now, you have accomplished a lot in a small time. Some people are familiar with you and everything you've done. A lot of people haven't. What is next outside of the acting, I know you probably got some new material coming out. What is next for A&R, and what are your big plans for 2011?
The big thing, you know, the most important thing is more music. You know, I'll be releasing a new single on February 11th. Can't let the name out, can't let anything else out, but it's going to be a nice presentation for the world. Right now, we're in the early stages of working some things out with Fox, with the new Girlfriend Boyfriend song to get placed in a couple of the TV shows, stuff like that. Got a lot of new business ventures with my E2R company. You know, we run a lot of clubs here in the Twin Cities area, and you know, we're doing even more with that, branching out with that. Just more on the business end and more global things this year, you know, really reaching out to my fans in London and Japan, and, you know, doing a lot out there and just really expanding the brand until the rest of the world understands that this A&R business itself is a problem. So,
yeah.
You know, I respect everybody else's hustle and things they do, but, you know, God really blessed me with something special. And so it's nothing like anything that's ever, you know, graced the entertainment industry before. So it's every day is, you know, an extension of that mission to really let the rest of the world know and the rest of the world see. And it's been great. And even I can't believe I forgot about this, but, you know, I just got a great position that I never even thought of, you know, before. Like music is taking me so many places that I never would have thought of when I was sitting there writing in my notebook at 9 years old. But I just started teaching a hip hop music class for fourth and fifth graders that I'm doing for 3 months. And today was my second day of class, and it's been amazing. I'm at Elizabeth. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, what does the class consist of as far as your content and what you're teaching?
I'm teaching them really A to Z. We started the class out, you know, teaching them about Kool Herc and the origins of hip-hop, you know, that started in the Bronx. We went from that to Rapper's Delight, went from that to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, went to that from Run-DMC, you know, everything, African Bambaataa. Like, I'm really teaching them. And, you know, these are fourth and fifth graders, so, you know, their crown, you know, their king in hip-hop is like Lil Wayne and Waka Flocka and Soulja Boy.
Right.
So these people I'm teaching them about, you know, they have no idea. And even they're in class like, man, I ain't never heard of these people in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's really like slavery times to them. So I've really been, you know, teaching them from A to Z, but giving it to them in a way that it's not forced, you know. Giving it to them a way comparison, you know, I'm doing a lot of comparison to nowadays to back then, you know, so they're familiarized and they're having fun with it, you know what I'm saying? Because the worst thing you can do is really force feed somebody knowledge that they need to know. And, you know, these are all kids also who aspire to be, you know, artists themselves when they grow up. And, you know, I think it's an incredible thing that a person like me got a hold of them and teaching them these things. And then in between, you know, at the end of every session, I'm really teaching them about the structure of songwriting and just confidence and how to get your emotions out, and really teaching them the importance of rapping about your environment and who you are, and not attaching yourself to anything that's been done before and that is on right now. Because, you know, nowadays is the plague of the bandwagon. You know, whatever's hot at the time, everybody tries to run and do that. And, you know, I don't know about anybody else, trying to teach these kids, but I'm trying to teach them how to be individuals and how to have 20 plus year careers. You know, I don't want to groom no one hit wonders. So
With that being said, you just added probably another 30 minutes to this show. So now I'm getting ready to get to the next section. Now, before I get into what I was going to ask you, based on the last thing you just said, I want to talk about the kids a little bit. How are they receiving? What's the reciprocation of the information that you're giving them? How are they receiving, and what is the feedback to you?
It's great how they've been receiving it, because I took a different approach. You know, I'm not a lecturer. You know, I understand the importance of communication, and even if it takes time out of my class, you know, I want them to communicate back to me. So it's everything from, you know, feeding them this knowledge, and then them coming back to me with the questions, and they like, wow. So, you know, it's they've been really receptive of it. You know, I got a couple knuckleheads in there, but they slowly seeing the importance of what I'm trying to do, because, you know, outside of all that clowning, you know, this is something that they could feed their families with. And I'm feeding them that inspiration also, you know. And I think they're kind of surprised too, because I mean, a lot of their parents is around my age, and they just see, for one, first and foremost, they see an example. I think, you know, they don't see somebody who's just talking to them just 'cause, you know, they see I'm actively in there and they know who I am. So it adds so much more to it.
Okay, now we all know that when hip hop first, you know, when it all started, people say, well, it wouldn't last. It's a fad. It won't last 5 years. It won't last 10 years. And we have seen hip hop grow and expand through movies, commercials. You know, a lot of people do the commercials. They steal the swag and the slang terms of a lot of hip hop. It's like I said, it's used a lot in movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you coming into the era of hip hop from a different angle, what is your take on the hip hop today, and where do you see it going in 5 years?
See, just me being a student of music, I understand it's a cycle. It's always a cycle. Nothing stays the same, and God has blessed hip hop to grow. And it was even kind of frustrating to see a lot of my older heroes complain about the music, when it's like, it was like they were almost acting ignorant to the history. And because, you know, it was a while where the dance music was just at an all-time high, and it was just taking control everywhere. But the same people you respect, like a person like Dougie Fresh and all that, and the Fat Boys, they were the same thing for that era, really. And you know, no disrespect to them, and they came out with a lot of great things, but you know, it's really no different from when, you know, hip hop was at its bad stages. But I see it getting better. I see it is getting better. I've kind of started to get that feeling that I had when I was younger, you know, with like Kanye's album out. You got, I even like the Diddy Dirty Money album. That was dope to me. You got T.I.'s album out. You know, a lot of fans probably don't like it, but I appreciate it. So what else is out? You just got a slew
of
music.
Material out right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of material out, and even now, like with the sales going down, I think that was one of the best things that could happen to music, because now you got your favorite artists coming to your town no matter what, and they have to put on good shows because they need that bread. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of made people step their show game up. You know, and even now, people got to make better albums. If you want your album to sell, you got to make a great album. You can't just have a one-hit song on there and wrap it up in a colorful package and expect people to buy it. Like, the days it's over with. You know, you really got to put something into it. You know, I think this whole age of it where it was at a so-called bad state, I think it was beautiful for the future because now people got to put more into it, you know. If you look at the landscape of people who are doing well, they have great all-around material. They give you the best shows, the best albums, lifestyle. Yeah, they give you the best everything. So if people aspire to have a career in music, you got to put out your best and you got to compete. It's just plain and simple.
So right now, who is your favorite artist? Right now, who are you riding to in the car?
Right now, I definitely say, well, since we're fresh in 2011, like my favorite albums were hands down Teflon Don and Kanye's album. You know, quality wise and the amount of work that was put into it and just the energy around them two albums were the best material. So I'm riding for them at the top of my list right now. You know, I'm excited for a lot of new material to come out. One person who I've been paying a lot of attention to lately, and I think he has a great future coming up, is Ryan Leslie. I don't know if you paid too much attention to his career, but doing everything from the writing to the production and then him even working with other people, like, he got something to say that a lot of people haven't paid attention to yet. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do in the future. But there's even more people like him, like Janelle Monae. You know, I listen to everything. So I see a lot of people bringing a lot of great things to music coming up in 2011, including myself.
I heard that. Well, you know, I actually, I think my album of the year for 2010 was B.O.B. B.O.B.
Okay.
Surprised me. He shocked me. I mean, that album is unbelievable. And
it really was.
And Teflon Don, I'm kind of surprised Rick Ross has been able to keep coming the way he has. Deeper Than Rap was my favorite Ross album, you know, today. And then when Teflon Don come out, I was like, wow, you know. And he's gotten more new music out. And so, you know, he's continuing to, I respect the fact that he is really living up to what he is doing, you know, and he's staying in his lane. And I think that's another key factor for artists to survive is staying in their lane and try not to do too much outside of what you know how to do.
Yeah. And you see how that is? Yeah, and you see how that is when you really focus on you and put your best foot forward and try to compete, you know, you get better. People, I think a lot of people were so used to people making a good album here and then your next album's whack and then you might come back and then you're not heard of for a while. I think people were so used to that now it's like, man, when you consistently hitting them, it's like, wow, you know, it's a shocker, you know, like still to this day, people are wondering, like, scratching their head, like, man, how does Jay keep coming back? You know, like, it's great, and I think he's nowhere near finished. You know, I think we're only at the beginning of what he can accomplish. Because, I mean, them type of beats, man. I mean, it's just incredible,
it takes artists who take time with the music first. And then also, you have to love what you do. Michael Jordan was the greatest because Michael Jordan loved basketball.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't love the money. He didn't love the endorsement. That was just a bonus. That was the, you know, the reward for the hard work. But Michael loved basketball.
Yeah.
And he still plays basketball to this day, and he's still in shape.
Yeah. And see, it always, you can't fool people, you know what I'm saying? It always comes out in your work. You know, you can have great interviews all day and say all you want, but at the end of the day, it comes down, your work is going to speak for itself.
So,
and right now, his is speaking loudly.
Yeah, they need to understand Talk with Taj ain't going, not going anywhere.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. It only gets better.
So, only gets better. And so with that being said, as far as the hip hop and where it's going in the next 5 years, do you believe that, you know, when people back in the day, right? When you was growing up, me and you both, we're around the same age. We enjoy being a fan. We enjoy running to the store in anticipation of the Snoop Dogg first release, you know, and grabbing that album and seeing who did the production and seeing the album cover and all that anticipation of running to the store. Now it's like running to iTunes.
Yeah.
Do you think the fan will come back into the hip-hop where the CDs will start being sold again and, you know, people, you know, that anticipation, you won't have to worry about the internet. Because there is no anticipation now. You go straight to the internet and get it.
Yeah.
Do you think the fan will come back?
Yeah, I think it's already coming back. See, matter of fact, I think it's always been there. It's just that people got too caught up in making themselves bigger than what they were. You know, it almost came to a point to where the fan was more... Well, the fan is always more important, you know, but... The fan wanted to be the entertainer, and that's when I think it got confused, you know. And people were afraid to be fans, you know. It I done seen it, like people would be in front of their idols and won't say nothing. it wasn't no, you know, screaming over Michael Jackson and stuff like that no more. Like people just didn't. I don't really know what it was, but it was whack. I'll tell you that. Because at the end of the day, I'm still a fan. You know, I'm still a fan. I still go and check out everything. And just like you said, like, I still to this day, I go buy albums. I go to Target. You know what I'm saying? I go buy the album. I see the extra bonus footage DVD. I read the credits. You know, and then on top of that, I'm going to the internet and I'm checking out videos and, you know, the cameras following them and everything else like that. So I think it's going to come back to where it should be. And I think it goes another way into touring. You know what I'm saying? Now these fans have their favorite artists really coming to them. So you ain't got no choice but to be a fan, you know. Or miss out on moments, because just like last night, Lauryn Hill was here at First Avenue, and that thing was sold out for like a month before she even came. And you know, wow. For a while it wasn't like that. So the fan is really, you know, coming back. You know, I see it and I feel it. You know, everything always comes around full circle, and I think just at the end of the day too, people want their people want that feeling, you know, back. You know, you can think of your favorite song and your favorite time of your favorite artist, you know, and I bet for a while all of us felt like we were missing that. And so everybody wants that feeling back. So, but in order to get that feeling back, you got to support your habit, you know. It's like a drug. You got to support your habit. So once you support your habit, you'll get better quality. So...
Yeah. You know, when I was young, I was
that
I
needs
couldn't
to be
wait
a tagline.
For I could wait for A-Ball MJG to come out with a new album, because they're real unique in album titles, and I'm a fool for album titles. If your album title was hot, I'm on it, because it's something about that. Like Scarface is another artist. He is real unique with his album titles.
Yeah.
And certain people I just look for because your album title was there. I look at everything.
Yeah.
The album title, artwork. If you, I think if you took time in those areas and then singles, so I'm going to take a chance on you. But I get laughed at for liking in this market where I'm at, it's not a real big Lloyd Banks market, right? But I get laughed at for listening to Lloyd Banks. They don't understand Lloyd Banks. People like Lloyd Banks. He has mixtape king of the year. You know, he got crowned
yeah.
there. He's done it. He's not garbage. It's just not what people like in this market per se. But I still look for that because I you know what I'm always thinking? He's going to give me one. He's going to give me one more.
Yeah.
Just like with Master P. Before Master P, started kind of going downhill, I used to buy every P out. Even the after Beast by the Pound, had left because I knew he gonna give me one.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think people are missing out. I think people stick around long enough. But they're calling themselves a fan. Be a fan through the good albums and the bad.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I think really if people were to really like, even you could take Lloyd Banks for example. I was a Lloyd Banks fan too, like the Hunger for More one. I love that album, but the second one I didn't like it. But I checked it out, and there's actually some records on there that I love. But just as a whole package, it wasn't great. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, even touching on the Master P thing, like people lost touch of selling the whole picture. Nowadays, people try to just sell you that one song and they'll come through for that quick concert and that's it. But P sold you everything from the album cover, the title, everything that went around it. Like, what was that? The Last Don. The Last Don came with the hologram cover. He had a movie with it. Every interview you seen him in, he was in a suit. He sold you that image and that. In that memory for that album. He was the Don for that. You know what I'm saying? So it was people, I think a lot of people just lost touch of that total package thing. And it's coming back around now. I think it's coming back around.
I think in this era, the artists that duplicated what Pete did is 50 Cent. 50 Cent is a master at the internet game. He's the master of TV, interviews, and the radio. All his material may not be what you want, but he knows how to hit you from every angle.
Yeah, he does. And he's a prime example, too, that people need to learn from. You know, no disrespect to him, but I kind of feel like he wasn't putting that same energy and focus. You know, the money came in very fast, and of course, any smart man would have just took advantage of them opportunities. But even another one in the same sense, you know, Jay-Z, he was in that same boat, but he understood that this music is what brought me all of this. So I could still do all this other stuff, but as long as I take care of this, I'm gonna live forever. And you know, it was a lot of times people wanted to write 50 off. You know, this last album he did, he bounced back, and you could tell, you know, it came out in the music that he put a little bit more work into this. And at the end of the day, people just gotta realize that, because this culture that we're building around, it's all based off of our experiences and what we had to suffer for, we're now getting paid for. It's like our form of reparations, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? We suffer a lot coming from these bad neighborhoods and these bad family situations, and now we're able to tell them on record for the whole entire world to hear. Not only the United States, but people are doing world tours in countries we never even heard of, and it all started with the music. So I feel that if everybody just took care of home and that music, you know, them opportunities are going to do nothing but grow, because it sells everything. It's in your movie soundtracks, it's in your movies, it's in your commercials, it's in your cereal, your potato chips, your clothing, everything. You know what I'm saying? It's even in McDonald's commercials, like, come on. So,
yeah, I'm waiting for, you know. Now, I have a question for you as far as pertaining to your career. Now, you have achieved everything on a local level. You have achieved everything on a regional level. What is going to be the one thing that's going to send you to the national level for A&R?
I'm a true believer of my time. you know, my time will come and my time will happen. And it just hasn't been my time yet to do it, you know. I believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I've been ready. And that's what God been wanting me to do, you know, no matter how long it takes, you know, just stay ready. And when it's my time, I'm a really flood it, because it's kind of, I think I touched on about this before, you know, in my last interview with you, you know, I got kind of a great memory, but, you know, NWA, Scarface, Snoop, you know, Rakim and them, they were the Eminem, Nelly, you know, they were the first people to really come from their area and really sell people a whole new lifestyle and a whole new way of thinking that people never even thought of or even seen. And it takes time for that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen overnight, and I understand that. And I understand when that time comes and it's that perfect time for me to showcase what we do and how we live and what we go through here in St. Paul, Minnesota, it's gonna be great, you know. And I got it already. It's all ready to be shown to the world. It's just not the time yet, or the right man with the right pockets or the right vision just ain't seen it yet. But you know, I feel I've been doing my job to the fullest to bring it there. You know, I never limited myself. I'm steady growing. You know, it's just a matter of time now.
A&R on the Talk with Todd show, right here on Blog Talk Radio, giving it to you like he always does. That's why I knew this was going to be a good interview when he came back. If you want to check him out on Twitter, definitely hit him up at A&R Music. That's A&R Music on Twitter. Also catch him out on the Facebook, and definitely follow his career and what he's doing. You can also go on my YouTube channel and go get a TV and check out some of the stuff I put up on there. Or ready yet, log on to talkwithtaj.com. You get it all right there.
Yeah, that's another home for me.
Oh yeah, you good over here all day. Even though you have not made my events yet, I'm not going to even throw that out there.
That'll happen ASAP. You know, I've never won the you know, I'm not antisocial. I gotta get out there.
We got two. Well, I'm gonna even throw that on you because we only got 2 minutes left. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. But closing out, is there anything you want to let the people know before we go?
I just want to let the people know, you know, I appreciate everything. I appreciate everything. And those that don't know me, I hope you learn more with this. And just understand my point of view and where I'm coming from. I'm here to, you know, I'm here to win. I'm not here to compete. I'm not here to just to be in the game. I'm here to win. I'm here to do everything to its highest ability. I'm here to just show you me. You know, I'm real person, show you real life, something that you never experienced or been exposed to. And that's whether it's in a clothing line I bring out, whether it's a restaurant I got, whether it's a club I'm running, or a new album, a new single, a new movie I'm doing. You know, it only gets better, and it's always going to be the top quality, because, you know, it's quality is the most I care about. So those who are just catching on to it, you know, I appreciate you, and I hope that you stay on this journey with me. And to those who keep on, who has been there following me, I appreciate it. And man, y'all mean the world to me. So I thank you, and I thank all you, right, Taj, you know, for giving me, you know, another platform to express this and to share it with your fans and your viewers.
I definitely appreciate you, man. Y'all got a home right here on the Talk with Todd show. I want to thank A&R for coming out for this edition of the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, log on to the official website, talkwithtaj.com. The shirts are available now. All right, so definitely go ahead and get that worked out. A&R, get you worked out too as well. Tune in next time, next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Talk with Todd show on Blog Talk Radio. Like I always tell everybody, take care of one another. Love one another.
Yes, sir.
And God bless. Take care.
Yep, take care. Peace.
Talk with Todd. celebrity talk, community talk, political talk, the platform of your topics. Talking with Taj. We'll be back with more of Talk with Taj right after this.